From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. This is Idaho Matters. Cities, counties, even states have been working harder on land conservation. Organizations like the American Farmland Trust often work at the national level, while locally, groups like the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District also strive to protect the land. However, conservation is often most effective on an individual level, even though it can seem like a really daunting task, leaving a lot of folks who want to help asking, well, where do I even start? A new workshop will help answer that question and provide concrete steps for people to take and make a difference. David Anderson is the Idaho Program Manager with the American Farmland Trust, and Crystal Davidson is the Soil Education and Outreach Coordinator with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. They're teaching the workshop in March, and they're joining us now. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, David, let's begin the conversation with you. What is the American Farmland Trust, and what do you do?
AFT is a 40-plus-year-old national nonprofit, and we have a mission in three pillars. Our first pillar is land, working lands protection. Our second pillar is environmentally sound farming practices. And our third pillar is succession planning, which is setting our farms and ranches up for a successful for the next generation.
And so, Crystal, why did the district want to host a workshop focused on individual conservation?
That's a great question. We, in the past, some of our local water providers had provided some education, but we noticed that education hadn't been offered in a number of years. We felt like with the increased population growth that we're seeing in the valley, with concerns that local regulatory and monitoring organizations have expressed concern about the state of our water in the valley, we thought it would be a great time to offer some education for members of our community about the state of our water and how the water and land are so connected, be able to provide some actionable steps that individuals can take that would make a difference. Sometimes we get so bogged down in the big problems that we don't see that we can play a role in solutions.
So David, why is individual conservation so important? I mean, is it just volume? I mean, and the fact that if everybody did a little bit of something, it could make a greater impact?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. That is definitely one way that we do that is that, you know, we start out as individuals and looking at you know, the gardens or the yards or whatever that, however we want to define that space that we own privately and is under our care, right? And how engaged do we really want to be with that at an individual level? That really is the underpinning of conservation, individual conservation and urban conservation is that sort of waking up and desire to saying, hey, wait a minute, you know what? I can manage this space and I have the potential to create something different and something that is more in alignment with saving natural resources. So I think it really starts there. And then what happens is that, you know, it's that one person on the block. And before you know it, the next person on the block's like, hey, that's kind of cool. I'm going to do that. You know, and in my own case, mm-hmm. in the block that I live on here in Boise, I mean, we've been about a consistent dynamic conversion of our gardens for the almost 10 years that we've been here. So it almost becomes like catches on, becomes community, and it just grows from there.
So can you give us some concrete examples then of things that folks can do on an individual level? I mean, let's take, for example, what if you have a house and you have like a small green lawn? What can you do conservation-wise?
There are really so many things that individuals can do just in that small space. Transitioning part of that lawn that is really water demanding and converting some of that space, maybe not all, but some of that space into a landscape that is more drought tolerant by adding plants that are native, that are adapted to this climate that we live in. We don't get a lot of water annually, and the plants that live here have adapted naturally to survive and thrive in that environment. So thinking about the types of plants we put in our landscape, also considering your irrigation technology, we, you know, have tools now that can help us monitor the moisture in our soil so that we're not watering when we don't need to. And then using what we have, taking advantage of things like rain barrels or other water catchment strategies to store some of that water so that it can be applied to the soil, to our landscape and garden spaces, so that we're not drawing water out of the aquifer to water in those situations.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about how each of you really got into conservation. And David, I heard that for you, it really comes back to your family and working the same ranch in the Lemhi Valley for generations. How did that influence, you know, your love of the land and really wanting to conserve what we have?
Yeah, I would say that for me, it was the like what we call the love for the land. If I were maybe to maybe not so squishy and maybe put that through a little bit more of a science mind, is that, you know, I started to wake up as a kid to the interconnectivity of what was going on in nature around me, right? So how, where the water's coming from, the hydrologic cycle and the seasons and how that affects different microclimates in a space, and really connecting the dots and seeing systems of all of that is really what woke up that conservation in me, recognizing how interdependent we really are. You know, water is critical. And if we look at the climate studies and climate projections for at least us here in the Treasure Valley, they're, you know, suggesting that we're going to start seeing a lot more high temperatures, dry summer days. And so, you know, that where that kicks in for me as a conservationist is that that's not necessarily something to be scared of. That's something for us to get excited about and embrace, because we, as conservationists, we have that understanding of how to adapt. And so it's really kind of like how I got into this. And one of the things I really enjoy that I'm enjoying about being with the Ada Soil Water Conservation District Board is that here in Ada County, we are very quickly becoming the most urban county in the state. And so that doesn't mean that agriculture goes away. It actually means that we're evolving, and mm-hmm. we're evolving into our programming, into these classes that Crystal and I are going to be giving, showing that, you know what, it's time to start, you know, thinking about how we can start growing more food and rewilding, and even in an urban environment. And I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. So, Crystal, can you talk to us about the workshop itself? Because you'll be teaching folks, you know, about personal conservation, but you're also teaching, looking at how farmers can make a difference. So, can you give us a couple of examples of that?
So, the first workshop is really focused on this idea of individual conservation and the value mm-hmm. that individuals play, and that that includes homeowners who have small spaces, but then also, of course, our agricultural producers in the valley who have more property and more options, you know, when it comes to conserving resources like water and soil and protecting those resources so that they're, you know, useful and viable in the future. So this workshop is really more focused on our homeowners. We do provide other, you know, education programming for producers. In fact, we just had a big conference where we really address conservation for our agriculture community and strategies that can be employed on farms and ranches to protect and conserve soil, build soil, protect and conserve water, But this series of workshops is really focused on homeowners in urban and suburban settings to help, you know, inspire and motivate and provide some solid ideas of what can I do in this small space that I have to reduce my water usage and consumption, to protect this water resource that I am using, to direct more water into the soil so that water is then recharging the aquifer and water tables.
Well, I really appreciate your time with us today and this conversation. We've been talking with David Anderson, the Idaho Program Manager with the American Farmland Trust, and Crystal Davidson, the Soil Education and Outreach Coordinator with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. The district is hosting a workshop in the Treasure Valley. It's March 5th and 6th, and it is on the power of individual conservation. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.